The latest report by the Malabo Mompilia Panel, a group of international agriculture experts who support policies that accelerate food and nutritional security in Africa, indicates that population growth will encourage food processing companies to produce food and jobs. The panel says policy innovations in the sector offer African governments a framework to adopt policies that will increase food production. Aisha Salah is the co-chair of Malabo Mompilia Forum.
Food processing is one of the most important pathways for improving the nutrition status of many population groups across Africa and boosting the agri-food systems and beyond the economy development at large. Assuming, of course, that food safety requirements are rigorously respected and controlled by the relevant authorities across the value chain.
Africa's population is projected to grow by 2.5% annually from 1.2 billion in 2016 to 2.4 billion people by 2050. The continent's urban population is also expected to increase from 43% in 2020 to 60% by 2050, with the middle class making up to 42% of the population by 2060. Salah says African countries should take advantage of changes in market demand instead of relying on food imports.
The continent has been engaged in the traditional processing of foods since the past decades. However, the rising demands of processed foods call for increased adoption of advanced technologies to enhance the production of these products. These could contribute to reducing the dependency on imports to the continent, which can be challenging.
The food processing sector faces many challenges ranging from environmental factors like climate change and water shortages, as well as structural constraints related to improving infrastructure and profitability. Joseph Asako, the head of Agriculture, Rural Development, Blue Economy and Sustainable Environment at the African Union Commission, says Africa has had the highest agricultural growth in the past two decades despite its challenges.
20 years of implementation of CADEP has seen an increase in Africa's gross domestic product, our GDP. Although we could have done more, but at least this instrument is really helping us to shape the way of the transformation of agriculture on the continent. So the progress has, however, been slower than anticipated due to immense challenges and shocks such as the climate change and global economic disruption.
At the same time, the Deputy Executive Secretary of the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, IGAD Mohamed Ware, says food production is still limited to economic shocks, local currency depreciation, low foreign currency reserves, a high public debt burden, and volatile food prices.
It is unfortunate that with climate change, the frequency and the severity of climate, coupled with the impact of conflict, further undermining the regional food security situation, we will continue to suffer problems. While eradicating hunger is an achievable goal, it requires a fundamental shift in our approaches. There is an urgent need for proactive collaboration to implement sustainable solutions and strengthen our resilience mechanisms against the impact of climate change and conflict.
The 14th meeting of the Malabo Mompilia Forum calls on governments and other stakeholders to collaborate and implement strategies that promote the production of healthy, safe, nutritious, and high-quality processed foods. For VOA Africa, I am Moreno Jiambo in San Francisco.